Yeah. You compare it with your... Oh, what about portrait mode? Did you say about that, airplane mode?
Hello, David. Well, this is very serious now. I already told Amina that I'm feeling the weight of this responsibility.
I hope so.
I hope it's not going to be a complete disaster.
This is live
to
the nation.
It is indeed. Only the nation. I thought for the whole globe.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Could you... just give us a quick overview of what you've just mentioned before we started recording.
Okay, so we've split into three groups and we're looking at structuring what happens when you're away in Ethiopia, who the different, what the different places and the different conversations we're going to try and set up are and who does what. So we've drawn this kind of map on the table here,
mm-hmm.
and each of us has split up and done just 10 minutes research on a topic each.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've drawn on the table is, well, obviously you're going away, mm-hmm. and you're going to look to make contact with the university in Ethiopia, whose mm-hmm. name is?
Bulehora.
Bulehora.
Yeah.
Did I pronounce that correctly?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And that's one institution.
Yeah.
And then we have SOAS Radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's another institution actually funded and organized and run by the student union.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking to make a connection and a conversation between those two.
Mm-hmm.
And Gavin has done some initial thinking and research on what that U2U or university-to-university conversation will be like.
Mm-hmm.
And that can scale, so I've drawn again on the map to other institutions. So we've got the Sao Paulo University, we've got a university in Paris, and we've got other places that can join in.
Mm-hmm.
But initially, we're just going to concentrate on the definite issues of just connecting two places, two groups,
mm-hmm.
Maybe some academic partners coming in, and what they will talk about and how they will talk about it.
Yeah.
The second thing I've drawn on the thing is a blue circle, and I've said village.
Yeah.
So this is the idea of a rural space without mm-hmm. any necessarily any IT infrastructure, or maybe even poor electricity, or all these sorts of other problems.
Yeah.
And how we can use the mobile phone and have a conversation where we bring them in. Not necessarily real time, maybe there's something recorded one day and then something comes back the next day. And I've called that village conversations,
mm-hmm.
and Pamela has done some research and thinking about how that would work.
Yeah.
The other institutions we've got here is there's a place in London which is called the Ecology Centre,
mm-hmm.
which is part of a local festival that we'll be doing in Finsbury Park,
mm-hmm.
For Feast.
Yeah.
And that we haven't actually explored right now, but the idea is that there will be a film screening there connecting to the other solid thing, which is Prague Feast, which
mm-hmm.
is an event happening in Prague where there's going to be some film screenings.
Mm-hmm.
So Nina, at some time later today, can do a quick summary of thinking about how that would sort of work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the overall map, and we're going to be interviewing three people. So Gavin about university-to-university
mm-hmm.
conversations, Pamela about village conversations, and me, I'm going to be talking about crowd streaming. That is how we market and put together the idea of live streaming and podcasting with a crowdfunding campaign.
Brilliant. That's really very good overview. Just that you reminded me about when you talked about the SOAS. Guess what? I just had an email from Bulehora University yesterday, somebody I know. He's been given a scholarship to come to SOAS.
Ah, okay. We've got one exchange.
And as yes, and a link there. Okay.
Which reminds me that I've missed off a whole place on the map here, which is Newspeak House, so I'm going to draw that there.
Right. While you draw that, did you put in any order of significance and importance or logical, or I can just go around and
we can
start.
Talk to Gavin.
Okay.
Fact, what would be best to do is to actually stop this recording,
take a picture,
and then do small individual ones.
Fantastic, thank you.